I think our Han should start at 8 rather than leave the Zendo at 8. Right, good morning. So, I have been talking about, over the last few weeks, a series of pictures which is called ox herding pictures. And there's anywhere between 6 and 10 of them, depending on who drew them. And if you look on the internet, you could even find some rather comical current pictures of it. So the idea behind the ox herding pictures is it's supposed to be an indication of our path. And in this practice, we do Zazen. That is our practice. And so the ox herding pictures more or less kind of describes what happens kind of behind the scenes as we're sitting Zazen and as we're maturing, growing towards enlightenment, just growing up, whatever terms you might want to use for it. The very first one is boy searching for the ox, and that is all of us in that at some time in our lives, and maybe at different times, there comes a kind of awareness that I want something more, and it isn't like I want something more to have, but there's something missing, there's kind of a dissatisfaction with my life, and it can be very subtle. It doesn't have to be like a huge hit or anything. So the first picture, searching for the ox, is just that. It's just that idea that we're missing something. The second one is seeing the traces, and what that kind of represents is that we begin to see something that maybe calls us, or that we have attention to, we turn attention to, that kind of begins to fit. It might be that you'd like to go hiking, that you like to be out in the woods, that you like to be in the quiet. It might be, I think a lot of people who come to Zazen, it's that in the meditation process, they like the quiet. And so there's something within them that is called to that. It really is not a very conscious thing, but it's beginning to occur, and it just occurs at different stages and in different places for different people. So the third one is the boy seeing the ox, and there becomes a clear definition that it's not like aha, this is what I want. But it's just a more growing awareness that this path, whatever this path might be for you, is one that is really talks to your heart, talks to your soul, talks to your whole body, and again, kind of fits. It feels like it's a round peg in a round hole, and it begins to fit. And There's still the kind of struggle with but I don't know that I want it, and so that brings us to catching the ox, which is this week's. Now, in looking at the different explanations for this, and there's all sorts of different explanations, so I'm just giving you my understanding of it. There's one that says it's capturing the ox. There's one that says catching the bull. I'm kind of making friends with it. Rather capturing has, I don't know, kind of a fierce statement to it or feeling to it. Whereas if I make friends with it, that seems to me to feel better. And when I say make friends with it, it's with the whole of who we are. Both the positives and what we might say are the negatives about who we are. So it might be like, okay, well, I do Zazen, that's a very positive thing, and I can be very stubborn in a kind of a negative kind of a way. So it's making friends with all those different qualities that we, as we sit, we begin to see, oh, this is who I am, and this is how I am, and maybe again it's a good fit, and maybe it's one that we say, I would like to kind of chisel it away a little bit, or refine it, or sand it away a little bit. So it's rather than saying, oh, that's terrible, I shouldn't be doing that. Personally, I don't think this gets us very far. I think if we can say, ah, there it is, I'm doing what I said I didn't want to do, I'm doing it again, you know, and I think we'll go farther than when we handle it that way. Now, at the same time, and this is what Zen oftentimes is, it's this, and then it's the opposite of this, which is that. In our own psychology, in our own lives, we will be aware that, especially as we're younger, that there are things that we should do, that's the right thing to do according to our parents, according to social culture, according to our religion. And over time, those kind of shoulds might develop into a should. Okay, yes, this works for me. You know, so what would be an example? I don't know, this might be silly, but your parents say, eat your asparagus. You know, I don't want to eat my asparagus. But I eat them because I'm supposed to. Well, then maybe there comes a time that I say, I like asparagus, you know, and so I am going to eat them, not because my parents said to, but because that works for me. Or we may become aware that, no, you know, my parents said eat asparagus, but I really don't like asparagus, so I'm not going to eat them. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's finding out who you are in a very non-spiritual thing about liking asparagus or not. But and then we also begin to learn, as we said, that we have, so we have these shoulds that we should do. We have these shoulds that are kind of coming from within us. And there's lots of wants. Oh, I want that, I want that, I want this, I want to be, I want to get, I want to have, I want to do. There's all sorts of wants. And again, there's nothing wrong with any of those. What we want to realize is that, okay, if we follow this want, there's going to be a consequence. And a consequence doesn't have to be bad. It could be a very good consequence. But if I go to school, you know, then I'm going to learn this, and then that might open up a career path for me or something like that. I want to go to school because I want to make lots of money, you know. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. We just want to know, okay, that's our goal, and does it fit with who we are? When we have all these shoulds, you know, the shoulds of our parents and society, when we have our own internal shoulds, and when we have our wants, sometimes we get into a dilemma with that. Okay, well, you know, there's an example of something that I wanted to do. I wanted to attend this conference, or this workshop type thing, and I wanted to also to meet a friend who is having some medical problems, and I had to figure out which one was to do at the time. And so, you know, there might have been that part of me that said, well, you should, you know, you signed up for the conference, you said you're going to be there, you should stay there the whole time. And there might be another should within me that would say, oh, but I should see my friend, you know, she's dying. Or there might be a want, well, I want to do both, but I can't do both, you know, so I have to make a choice. And that, again, is partly what Zazen gives us, this quieting down, seeing and beginning to really make acquaintance with what feels right for me. And when I say what feels right for me, it's not the me, and I'm going to take what I want, but it's the me that's connected to you, to the floor, to society, to my children. It's a different kind of me, a different kind of I. But And that's a whole different subject. So, and in this with the making friends with the bull or making friends with the ox, then sometimes the ox is there and we see it, and sometimes it isn't. And that is the pattern of our life. You know, we say this is something I really want to do, and then we really don't want to do it. We don't want. I really like. I use the example. I cannot even think of a time that when I left Zazen, I wasn't glad that I had been there. I can think of lots of times when I get out of bed, I think I'd rather not go to Zazen this morning. You know, so it comes and goes, and that's just our growing up. It's our maturity. It's our enlightenment. And it helps us just to become the person that we really, really deeply want to be. So, there you are. Any questions? You got that all down. Okay. Thank you for being here, making this happen for all of us and with all of us.